This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This sounds like an 80s song. It's got to be in the 80s, right? Kyle back there bumping. Philly fever.
You have that fever, Hugh? You got the right sweatshirt on for this song. It fits the time period.
This terrible song. But again.
Oh, come on.
But no, I'm saying back in the day, this probably was hot.
Oh, of course it was.
Sounded like some disco era. That was what, the 80s?
The quite was 70s, 80s.
70s, 80s. Yeah. 70s, 80s.
I think 70s.
The question is, do you have Philly Sweeper?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
As I'm getting ready to do YouTube, as I'm shaking my head like confusedly.
Yeah, you can't hide your facial
expression. I'm excited about this.
You know, I'm not excited. I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about Wheeler on Thursday. I'm excited about Bryce Harper and Schwarber. Here's what I'm not excited about. This quote from Dave Dombrowski. Hugh, I got to read this. So we don't have audio of this, but I do have the quote in front of me. Yesterday, before they left, because last night they came home. The Phillies came home last night and they departed spring training. But before they left, Dave Dombrowski spoke with reporters yesterday about the team, what they're looking like in terms of injured lists and all that as the season starts. Some of the decisions they're going to make with Cody Clements making the team. They're going to try to trade Buddy Kennedy, all that kind of stuff. But this one was about the lineup, okay? And really how much a difference does Early make? That he was asked, like, is this really a big deal? Because everyone up here in Philadelphia, we're yelling about it, right? Turner leadoff or Schwarber or whatever they're going to do each day. So here's a quote from Dombrowski. Quote, I ask the same questions myself. I have other people that ask me the same question. You'd be surprised how insignificant it is. Really, it's amazing. I mean, people that are very, very intelligent that do this from an analytical perspective, it's surprising how insignificant it is. This bothers me. And I understand the math he's talking about because people have said, and I know what he's referencing, like if you put the same nine batters in a different order, it won't over the course of a season really make that much of a difference, right? Mm-hmm. It's about the players, not the order. I get it. But it does matter because it's all they talk about. They've made this matter.
They made it a thing.
They made it a thing for years with Schwarber, and now they're making it a thing again with Turner and Schwarber. So he says this, but I'm like, wait, your manager and your team is making this a story.
Yeah, because it was like he was dug in. He stood on business. Topper did when he wanted to keep Kyle at the leadoff spot when Howard would talk would make a big case, a big to-do.
Oh, he would.
Every time we talked about it,
yep.
He would talk about how, he shouldn't have been a leadoff hitter. And all the avid baseball fans that are calling us talk about that. But I think we are in a position now, Joe, and this is the way that I see it, where you're going to be uncomfortable because your comfort has cost us to a certain extent. The fact that you've done things the same way for as long as you've done them, you've fallen short. And you have to be open to change in this situation, especially when you haven't added any new pieces yet. Now, there's some influx of young talent that might be coming up. But right now, as it's presently constructed, you haven't done a whole lot. And you're expecting different results. So in order to get those results that you desire, you have to be open to doing things just maybe a little bit different.
Yeah, I do think it's a big deal. Now, is it the be-all and the end-all? No, I mean, you have to have good players, right? You could put bad players in the perfect order, and they're not going to do anything. You need to have good players. You could put great players in probably the not perfect order. You know, you put Barry Bonds hitting fifth, he's going to hit a lot of home runs. He's Barry Bonds. But the bottom line is there's a reason why players talk about protection in the order, why managers spend time on this, why we debate it. It's not insignificant. Like, I just felt like that was a tone-deaf quote from Nebraska as they start the season with two leadoff hitters, Kyle, for the GM to say, yeah, it's kind of insignificant. Well, then why are you guys making it such a big deal?
Yeah, the Phillies are the ones who made the lineup matter. The times that we yell the most about the lineup are when they're not hitting, right, when they're not being productive, when the players that we paid the most money to, I mean, namely Trey Turner, is not productive wherever he is, and you decide that the way to get him going is to move him around in the lineup, you're by extension making it a big deal.
Yep.
And then also, if your biggest acquisition for the offense in the offseason is Max Kepler, then what are we going to do? I mean, we're not going to talk about Max Kepler's impact and how significant that is to the lineup as much as we're going to talk about, does it matter where Kyle Schwarber hits? Does it matter where Trey Turner hits? Like, when the Phillies' bats are rolling, everybody shuts up about the lineup.
Yep.
This is their problem they created.
Yeah, they created it, and now they're trying to fix it. 215-592-9494. Your take on that from Dabrowski, that the lineup order is actually insignificant. I mean, he's been around baseball a long time. That, I actually was shocked to see him say that out loud. Even if he feels it, even if he thinks there's data behind it, like, he's got to read the room. The whole fan base cares about
it. It's as tone deaf as when he said, well, you know, the Mets actually chased more than us in the postseason last year. We have eyes.
Yeah,
We're watching this stuff.
Yeah, Dave, less is more on this kind of stuff. Just take a deep breath. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Get another clue.
Yeah, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Our first clue was a food you ate a lot in your youth. How about clue number two?
Yes, this is a food that you can add other foods in it as an accoutrement.
So you add the food that the food we're looking for, you could put other stuff in.
Well,
in it.
Were you referring to these things as accoutrement in your youth?
Accoutrement. No, you know, since you asked me, it was. This might give it away. I'm feeling a little generous.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling a little generous this morning.
The people must be really on him for the bad
and
clues.
I'm, yeah. Like, well, they're killing me. I didn't call it an accoutrement. This was more like a struggle meal.
Okay.
Mm. That's a hell of a clue.
Yeah. So, but you could put food in this.
I'm proud of myself for that clue. That's a hell of a clue.
Well, I mean,
is this Pat, you're on the back, Douglas,
if
over here?
If somebody gets it right now, you shouldn't be.
No, if somebody get it right now, I should be Pat. Wait a minute, Kyle got the phone line.
He knows someone might have it anyway.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if that was the one that tipped the scale, like that 2.5-er.
Yeah, you've given away basically three clues already.
I did. I'm feeling generous because, boy, the level of hatred that I'm getting for that.
Like, if somebody didn't know it after that second one, but then when you added that, they did. That's your fault.
Yeah, it's on you. And if they don't get it now, then you're in big trouble today.
I mean, that was a good guess. Some people got it. Accoutrement? Accoutrement.
I never ate this food, I never put anything in it.
Because you know. I don't want to give away too many clues.
Okay, all right, 215.
Yeah, now you know.
Now we have to stop giving away clues.
You're a little highfalutin, though.
215-592-9494. Do you agree with Dombrowski on that the lineup order is insignificant? I don't. And the fact that his manager is making two different leadoff hitters tells you that he thinks it's pretty significant. And, of course, the Phillies here, are they a lock to make the playoffs? I don't believe so. Hugh does, and I need you to take the pledge with me. Are you willing to take the Phillies accountability pledge? Then we're not going to say on this show, oh, we'll see what happens in October. No, we keep them accountable throughout the season because it could be a fight just to make the playoffs here in the National League. Let's go to David in Westchester.
David,
what's up?
Is this Hugh Douglas, the second best 53 that ever played for
the second? That would be me, sir.
Yeah.
How are you doing,
surpassed
Dave?
Surpassed by Zach Bond. What
how
a year.
Are you doing, sir?
He was passed by Zach Bond. Hey, Hugh, I didn't want to forget you today because I know your feelings were all butthurt yesterday, and I didn't want to do that to you, 2 days in a row. So consider yourself validated, all right?
Thank you.
So did you forget him yesterday or not? Because I thought you said hi to Hugh, but then Hugh didn't think you did.
He did.
Well, you guys actually saved my bacon. You get that Hugh reference? Because you and Rhea both said, no, he said hi to you, and then I went back and listened.
Oh, you
like,
didn't?
Uh-oh, I didn't.
Oh, wow, Hugh called it. I just thought.
I let it go.
Yeah.
Because it was Dave. You know, Dave always Dave
was
poking.
He was poking.
Dave poked me all the time.
I got it.
Yeah. That's why you didn't hear the Dave just poked me again
today. Yeah, I know.
Dave did it on purpose.
Yeah, he's a poker.
You know, I sincerely apologize.
No, I know you do. I knew Dave, out of all the callers that I don't know, I know your voice. So that's I knew you were picking. It's always cool.
Lucky me. Great. so back to the Philly Saints. They are definitely, absolutely not a lock to make the playoffs. And it's because everyone around them got better and they stayed status quo. And so if everyone's getting better, then, you know, they're probably going to beat you more times than they did last year. I would venture to say that Washington probably even got a little bit better.
I think they did, yeah. I don't think they're a contender yet, but I think they're more competent. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, and they always play to fill the cards.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because you expect, like, oh, yeah, here's a serious sweep, and, you know, you're like, oh, my God, this isn't happening. So, and as far as Mr. Dombrowski, I mean, I just don't know where he's coming from. He's like, walk back to you. You know, it's like, well, let me just, and trying to justify his lack of action this year. And I would even go one further where I'll put my money where my mouth is, since I've only bought one game and I don't plan on buying anymore. If they go on any 5-game winning streak, I'll buy a ticket, you know, for a game.
How about that? Up in the ante here.
Every 5-game winning streak?
So if they win 5 in a row, he'll buy a ticket to another game.
Okay.
Putting it on them.
And hopefully I got to buy 30 games, but I'm absolutely confident I'm not going to have to, you know. So
yeah, that's probably unlikely they have that many 5-game winning streaks, David. I agree with
I'm
that.
Thinking.
So, all right, but, David, you got a guess for us for Hughes Clues?
Well, Kutcherman threw me off because I actually have a pretty good vocabulary, and I'm like, what the hell is a Kutcherman? I guess it's an accompaniment?
Yeah, yes. Like something you add in, a secondary piece.
Accoutrement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so would that be
fancy
like
Douglas over here. Fancy talk here.
But anyway, I'm going to say it's squirrel. So.
Squirrel, David, that
see,
is
Dave,
not it.
See, Dave, out of all the times you pick with me and poke me, do I look like I eat squirrel?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I don't eat, man, listen.
I would not eat a squirrel.
My pops tried to get me, like, I grew up in a household where you, whatever was cooked,
you had to eat.
Yeah. I didn't eat that day.
So he had squirrel.
Yeah, he used to, like, my dad from Tennessee.
You went hungry?
I didn't eat that day. I pride myself on if it's cooked, I eat it. Not eating no squirrel.
What do you think squirrel's like? Like a chicken?
You know, everything tastes like chicken. Everything, so that's what everybody compares everything to.
Well, because it's like, if you don't know what to say, it's like, I guess it's chickenish.
Yeah. I didn't eat the squirrel, man. Did not eat the squirrel.
The rest of the family ate the squirrel?
I mean, they had no choice.
Yeah, that was dinner that night. All right, I would have avoided
somebody,
the squirrel.
Some people say squirrel good eating. Who is the receiver? Leggett?
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, he's the one that inspired the Jerry Jones.
He said, took the clothes off of him. He said, took the clothes off of me. Shot him out the tree. And I was like, boy, don't ever change. Xavier Leggett, don't ever change.
Yeah, was he the one that dropped the pass that almost beat the Eagles in the
yes.
Panthers game? I think he was.
Yeah, yes, he was.
He was open. I mean, we all know what happened before that game.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Tomato cans, right? They were tomato cans.
After they had beaten the Commanders, Rams, and Ravens.
Some of the three best teams in football in a row.
I mean, but in my
all
in my,
teams that made it to the final
cans.
Eight. Yeah, tomato cans.
In my defense,
no defense.
I was thinking about the Cleveland Browns.
They beat the Browns 2 months
ago.
I was having flashbacks.
Flashbacks. It's a PTS Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. You know, I got an excuse for damn near everything.
I know.
Got one. You get one.
The fact that you must have laid it on so thick that he said, yeah, that the teams you mentioned had beaten tomato. You really must have went on that radio
tomato
station.
Tomato cans, right?
It stuck with that host.
Yeah,
he's like,
I mean,
wow,
you made the
cans.
Eagles seem like garbage. All right, Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Joe? Hugh.
What's going on? Kyle?
Rob, what's up?
Joe, you're not right often, but you are right this time.
You know what? I aim for once a week, so maybe I'm onto it today. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, this might be the first time this year. But anyway, when you start, you know what, when you played that interview with Bryce Harper, and I told Kyle this, you know what I heard, Joe?
What'd you hear?
I heard zero accountability. And when an athlete thinks he's so big that he doesn't have to be accountable, he never said anything about, I got to do better, I got to get better. He blamed it all on Rob Thompson, on a lot of other abstract things. Mm. You know, his failures in the playoffs are the reason why, you know, because he's getting the most money, and he's supposed to be the guy. And his failures in the playoffs are the reason why they have not won the World Series.
Well, I wouldn't say his failures are the reason why. I mean, he has been generally great, excellent in the playoffs overall. He has.
Yeah, but it's always two or three or four games where he's not. And those are the two or three, four games that make the difference. I don't care what you did to get there. When the games – tell them, Hugh, when the light shines the brightest, That's when you got to come through. I don't want to hear about, well, he had a great playoff run, or he did great in the NCLS and all that nonsense. When he got to the World Series, he didn't shine. You know, and that's what the problem with this team is. And I never heard him say, I got to do better. All I heard him say is, well, you know, we got out coach, we got out this, we got out that. But he never said, maybe if I can do better, we can get this team over the hump. So that shows me this guy has zero accountability. That's how big he thinks he is in this town. I don't have to be accountable.
Well, that's a shame. I don't know if he feels that way, but if he does, then that's not right, because we keep everyone accountable. It doesn't matter how great you are. I mean, every player that's ever played here gets kept accountable. That's the way this works.
Well, you just didn't keep him accountable. You told me how great he was
But he wasn't great. Because you said he's been the biggest reason, and I don't agree with that. Understand.
He's a leader. He's a leader of this team. He's got Texas and against Houston, we had those bad. When they lost those three games in a row, three out of four.
So, Rob, I just looked it up. So overall, his postseason numbers are excellent. But to your point, Rob, and I acknowledge when someone brings a good point up, if you look at the last three games of the World Series they lost, and then the last two games of Arizona, if you add those five games together, he's 1-for-20 in those five games. I mean, that's the truth. Now, you can't expect a baseball player to hit 700, right? So I got to give him a little bit of slack. He can't get three hits every game in the playoffs. Like, that's just not realistic.
But if the guys on the other team can do it, and they're getting less money than him, why can't he do it?
Well,
so that's where I look at it.
Yeah, and some point, Rob, if they don't win with him, I think it will circle back to, like, he's been the common denominator for 10 or 12 or whatever year. So, I mean, it might.
Like Joel Embiid.
Well, you know? No, hold on. Don't do that. He's been way better than Bede in big moments. And Bede's a playoff loser. We all know this.
Yeah, he's had moments, but not the moments. Harper hasn't had the moments you need. See, like you said, he did great in those last five games. Those are the telling games right there. Those are the games that determine a winner and a loser. All right.
They could have used more.
Those are the games that determine a good player and a great player.
It also would help if the $300 million shortstop gave him any help. I mean, that would help.
Well, if Bryce Harper hadn't campaigned to get the guy here, maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
GM Bryce is a problem.
Got you there.
Yeah, he got me. You got me on that one. All right, Rob. What do you got? Yeah. Hughes clues. What's your guess?
Let's see. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Mm, that's a good one.
Hugh had an oatmeal phase as a very grown adult, like a year ago. Rob, not it. We appreciate it.
That's one you can add the accoutrement to.
Accoutrement,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, you can put lots of accoutrements.
Dates.
All right.
And stuff like that.
Dates are good. And dates are good for you.
Yeah, they make you go. I mean, as an older gentleman, you got to make sure you keep everything
regular.
Moving along.
Yeah, okay. So your dates on the regular?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you should, maybe.
I mean, yeah, like raisins.
Raisins.
Do the raisins.
I like to throw the almonds or pecans in there. Not an almond guy?
Is that your explanation for this moment?
That heel's going to
stay here.
I know what it sounds like. And you know what it is. Every day, but it wasn't that.
All right. How do you, Hugh, reconcile what Rob brought up there with Bryce? So if you look overall in his career, but certainly as a Philly, he's got great playoff numbers. I mean, great. He had the moment to put them in the World Series 3 years ago, right? Bedlam at the Bank. At the same time, Rob brought something up, and it is fair. The last two games against Arizona, the last three games of the World Series, he didn't do well. Those five games where they had that was their best shot, right?
Yeah. He brought up a lot of stuff that I really – you know how when you hear people talk, you don't hear – like you hear it differently when he brought it up the way that he did.
Sure.
What jumped out to me, what he said was, you blame it on everybody else. Like that's the one. And it was something that Terrence said earlier, the pander in chief. I think that's why Bryce gets a pass. Let's be honest, because Bryce placates to the crowd a lot, so he doesn't get that criticism. I mean, hey, listen, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not about to ding him for that, but when you sit and you think about it, and you think about everything that has happened over the last year, I'm talking about asking for more money in the not backhanded kind of way, but the slick kind of way that he did it. The fact that you're throwing the organization under the bus, say, well, everybody needs to. Now, you know what really got me, now that I'm thinking about it, is when you said the organization's in the batter box. How's the organization in the batter? Like, explain that to me like I'm a two-year-old. Like, how is it that the organization is in the batter's box with you? Like, because when we talked about it the other day and they were talking about out-coaching and everything, the first thing popped in my head was, like, in baseball, when you're at the plate, you're an individual. Like, regardless of what everybody else is doing, it's you against that pitcher.
Yep, it's a one-on-one game.
And you make decisions in that moment that can make or break you. So how is that on the organization when you go in and you watch a lot of film and you have a game plan against the pitcher that you're going against? You have a game plan, but you choose to swing early knowing that, you know what I mean, they know, knowing that the pitcher knows that you're going to swing at everything.
Yeah, it almost feels like blaming other people for the issues.
When he said it like that, it was interesting. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, and look, overall, Bryce Harper has been really big in the postseason. I mean, you can't look at his numbers any other way. He's got some of the greatest numbers in the history of the playoffs. That all being said, what Rob brought up is not wrong. And it's not ridiculous that in the five games they were closest to winning a championship, NLCS, Diamondbacks, 6-7, and then games 4, 5, 6 of the World Series, you know, in 2022, he didn't do anything in those five games. I mean, like, again, I can't expect him to get a hit 70% of the time in the playoffs or get on base 70% of the time. It's impossible to ask that. No player's ever hit like that in the postseason. But at some point, if they don't win with Bryce, I think people might have a different feel. I mean, Kyle, I do think Bedlam at the Bank bought him years of grace because he got literally the biggest hit in franchise history.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we go a little bit too far with the Bryce Harper doesn't step up as much in the playoffs. Like, one guy can only do so much.
Yeah, it's a team
and there
game.
Was a moment where he did a lot, like more than you can reasonably ask for from a player in that position who's like just a one guy out of nine.
Well, and I even heard, because the morning show was talking about Bryce a lot today, and the camera brought up his on base in the playoffs last year, the four games was over 500. Like, he needs help. Now, does he need to get a big hit in a huge spot again? Yeah, this year he's going to have to again.
The player Bryce has done enough, but to Rob's point.
Yeah, GM Bryce. Yeah, that's why we have Turner
stuck
here.
With that $300 million shortstop.
That does stick with you. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We got a lot going on. The Phillies, are they a lock to make the playoffs? 2 days for opening day. I don't believe they are. Look, I think it's a good team. But I look at them more as a 90-ish win team in a league where 89 missed the playoffs last year. I think they need to play well from start to finish to get there. Otherwise, they could be boxed out in a really good division with the Mets and the Braves. Where do you come down? Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And I want you to take the accountability pledge. We're not going to say on this show, it's early, wake me up in October. No. We got to keep the Phillies accountable day by day, week by week. Are you willing to take the pledge? Plus, we'll get to what they're thinking nationally about this Phillies team. Are they getting respected as a true World Series contender here? We're going to bring to you what some of the odds say and what some of the prognosticators say about this Phillies team, where they're going to go, how many people have them in the World Series. All that is coming up. We'll get to your phone calls here, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. And we didn't get a winner yet. We still got this prize to give away. I thought you gave it away.
Well, I will say this in my defense. Mm. Somebody on social media that listening to the show.
They got it?
They got it.
All right, you got one.
So, I mean, and they got it before I gave out the last clue.
Is this pat at yourself on the back?
Yes, it is. This is a little bit.
All right, your guess.
They say they can't call in because they're at work.
Yeah, your guess is for Hughes Clues. $100 gift card to Sunoco online. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's summer. And it's time to take cooking outside. Well, technically it's spring, but you know what I'm talking about. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy half-filled marinated tenderloin is on the grill and on the flat top. You know what it is. It's bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's the spring that I'm talking about, people. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.